This is the M Zone.
Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizler over at Taj Mahal. And we got Boom Boom, Boom Boom Matty Leach up in here. We got to go right to the phones. What up? 5 o'clock, Jid Mike. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man. What does the JJ, Philly, Yee, and Spradley and Troy have in common with Mark the Bird Sidrich?
What?
They're all cuckoo. Hey, Leach, are you there?
I'm here, 5 o'clock. What's going on, big guy?
All right, now, if they take Franz Wagner on the first pick, do you think that can happen or not?
I would love to see it as a Michigan fan to see another number one pick. I think that would give us three overall with Kazee Russell, C. Webb, and then Franz. But I would say there is a 0% chance of that one happening there, big dog.
All right, man. Hey, J-Mo.
I'm here.
All right. Now, my daughter's going to Purdue this year, so I have to jump ship and become a Purdue fan. Who is the greatest Purdue football player, and who is the greatest Purdue basketball player to come out of there? So I can figure out, and what the hell is a Boilermaker?
Isn't that a drink where you drop alcohol, a liquor in a beer? That's a Boilermaker, right? And yep. Then isn't it, what's the quarterback's name that came out of Purdue?
Drew Brees.
Kyle
Orton was after.
No. What's the guy's name? He was back there. Michigan held him down. Everybody talks about McCarthy's Marauders. JJ, I wish you were on the phone because you would know who I'm talking about.
And
it wasn't Jim Everett, isn't it?
Allstock
did play for Purdue. You're right. Mike Allstock, he did.
Bob Greasy?
No, Bob played down.
Jim Everett.
Wait a minute.
Len Dawson, Kyle Orton, Michael Phipps, Mark Herman.
Wait a minute. No, go back. Did you say Jim who?
Jim Everett?
Yeah.
The dude that tried to fight Jim Rome on TV?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a Purdue Boilermaker, wasn't he?
Yeah. 81-85.
Okay.
The answer.
That's what I thought.
The answer is Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
And then Glenn Robinson Jr.
No, it is not Drew Brees. Drew Brees had a good – I'm going to give you. Drew Brees had a good year. He beat Ohio State and Michigan in the same year. Good for him. I applaud him. But I don't think he's the greatest Boilermaker. I'm sorry. I get what you're saying. But he said the best Boilermaker. But go ahead. What's up, Mike? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. So you say Glenn Robinson. Yeah, unless, you know, he sounds like that dude from Flint called Glenn Robinson, man. What's the difference?
I was either going to go there or the other one. You got to go way back to when they were used to be winning championships, and we know him more as the Pistons head coach than a Purdue basketball player, but Larry Brown was another guy who he won himself some Big Ten championships when he was playing. But, yeah. Modern day, we had his son, Glenn Robinson III, and oh boy, did he excite and light up the Chrysler Center when he was playing here for the Wolverines. But yeah, those are my guys.
Is he still in the league?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I thought he was still in the league. I thought so.
Who, Drew?
All right, now I'm gonna go to the.
I think he's retiring this year.
The two teams that Big Ten needs to get is none other than Syracuse and Pittsburgh. And, don't say anything else. Syracuse and Pittsburgh.
Why Syracuse, bruh?
Because that's where Jim Brown played.
Okay. Good. Hey, that's a good response. And why Pittsburgh?
Because they're the natural nemesis to Penn State.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Hey, great choice. Great. That was awesome. I got to give it to you. Good response, Michael.
All right, guys. You have a good day, and I'll see you on the other side of sunset.
Just remember, Mike.
All right.
Just remember, Mike. Say this phrase whenever you're there. Boiler up. That's it.
That's all you got to know. Boiler up.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And toot toot.
You got to bring your train horn.
Yep. But you know who's definitely not a Boilermaker fan?
Who?
The guy that's next in line right now on the phones.
Yeah, 734-988-1050. Let's go to Jake in Ann Arbor. What's up, Jake?
What a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine. I want to give a big congrats out to Mo Wagner for Germany, for his team winning Notre Dame. Also, a big draft night tonight. Hopefully, Isaiah Livers and Franz Wagner go to the Pistons. And then I want to say we are 37 awesome days till Michigan football. I want to hear you, Wolverine Nation. When I say go, you say blue. Go! Blue.
Jake coming through like,
thanks, Jake.
Like a wildfire, man.
He was into it, man. This time, hey, he brought the fire this time.
Yep. By the way, I did look up last night's loss by the Twins is only the fifth time in Major League Baseball history that a team has hit seven or more home runs and lost. Only other teams to pull it off: the Boston Red Sox in 2004.
Boston.
The Detroit Tigers in 1995, the Chicago White Sox in 1955, and the Chicago White Sox are the most recent team to do it, and that was in, I believe, 2014, I think. I don't know. The little stat here, I don't think they really mention it year-wise, but yeah, that game yesterday was the fifth time in Major League Baseball history a team has hit seven long balls and still came out the loser.
Loser.
And tonight tonight the Tigers look to continue their little win streak as they host the Baltimore Hira Weintraubs. I mean Orioles, and the man, the dude with the best hair in baseball, Casey Mize, takes a bump tonight for the Tigers, so it should be a good one. They need a lot of innings out of him.
I knew you were gonna say that.
What the thing that Mize needs a lot? They need a lot of innings out of Mize. It's a fact.
Because he got pulled early. So
no, the bullpen is tired. They use everyone, including the ball boy, in yesterday's game. They need the bullpen to rest.
No rest for the weary, brother.
I know.
No rest.
Trust me, I know, but hey, you can't roll Joe Jimenez out for another couple more. And, breaking news, guys, and this is coming from the source that got ostracized by the Big 12.
Yep.
The SEC unanimously votes to invite the Longhorns and the Sooners to join the SEC once their contract is up in 2025.
So, again,
that means they got – wait a minute. That means conferences around the country – got 2 years.
Yep.
2 years. That's when it becomes a race. It's now an arms race. You know it as well as I do. The Big Ten has 2 years to get Notre Dame into the Big Ten Conference.
Do a better job than the NCAA did getting ready for the NIL. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. Do something about it. So like you said, Jamie, 2 years to get Notre Dame. I thought, I like the Texas A&M scenario because I thought maybe they wouldn't vote. They would be the one school who wouldn't vote to get Texas in there.
They had to.
I'm hoping maybe they can flip because, again, I don't think the travel. I was taking a look. Some of the, you travel from Seattle down to Tucson, Arizona in the Pac-12, or from Syracuse or Boston all the way down to Miami. There's a lot of trips that you want to know how they get paid for? By having that football money that funds the entire athletic department. But it seems like, Jamie, besides Notre Dame, the kind of from the callers, and I don't know if there were any Twitter weigh-ins, but seems like Pittsburgh is the school that a lot of people would want. So I don't know. Notre Dame and Pittsburgh, would that be enough to keep up with this arms race with the SEC? I mean, I think it's a good step.
What I'll say before we
go. It's a big step.
Yeah, before we go, guys, there is a lot of trades going on before tonight's NBA draft in 2 hours' time. The Cavs have
Westbrook!
The Cavs.
Westbrook is a Laker.
It hasn't been officially announced yet, but it's basically almost a done deal. But also, the Cavaliers have traded away Taurean Prince. They brought Ricky Rubio in, and they also gave up a second round, or they gain a second round pick in next year's draft. But yeah, it's almost bound to happen. Westbrook heading west, and it's going to be a big one to happen. So we'll see how that nails drop. We'll definitely have to talk about it tomorrow here on the M Zone, my dude.
Boom, boom. Watch what Detroit does.
Detroit basketball.
Detroit basketball.
Cade.
That's going to do it for the M Zone today. You've been listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. Ah! Ticket.
Detroit.